On Tuesdays, we check in each Tuesday in the month with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the York School District, and there is a new face in the York School District. His name is Dean Adone, and he is the York School District Coordinator of School Safety, and we're going to catch up with him in a few minutes. But first, let's bring in Janet Parker, the Public Information Officer for York Schools. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So excited to be here. I know it's been a while since, since I joined you all. We had some snow and some ice mixed in there. And Lucas, you said 21 degrees this morning. And I thought we were done with that.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Speaking of that, so we just had our awesome recruitment fair, which was postponed a little bit because of that weather. But we were so excited to be able to get out in the community. Had some great candidates come in, more than 50 great prospective candidates. And we love that because we actually interview on the spot if people are available during our career fair. So that was really great. And of course, you know, we're opening new middle schools. So that's been really big for us. We'll have our groundbreaking ceremony next month, March 18th. I'm really looking forward to that. At our last board meeting, we kind of highlighted, you know, the process to get here to now have a named White Hill Middle School and selecting the colors, the mascot, and of course the name. So we're really excited about what's going on in York School District 1.
Well, in case folks missed the big announcement, let's just remind folks what the new middle school will be. This will be the second middle school for the York School District. We know other school districts have multiple middle schools, but you know, York School District is continuing to grow. It's a very rural school district.
Yes.
So for them to have two middle schools, it's pretty big
for
the district your size.
It's a big deal. Yeah. And, you know, this will be the first school that we're opening in the district in like 10 years since the high school opened. So, yeah, for people who are like, well, what's going to happen to the other middle school? It's going to stay.
It's staying. We need
yes,
the room.
It's a sign of growth, right? Yeah. Like opening a new school just shows that, you know, people are selecting York and families want to raise their children there and go to public school. And this week is actually Public Schools Week. So
it's great.
Check.
That's right.
So the new middle school is going to be called what again?
White Hill Middle School.
All right. And the colors will be?
Red, black, silver, and white.
All right. And the mascot?
It's a wolf, the White Hill Wolves.
All right. Yes. So you have the Cougars and the Wolves.
And the Wolves, yeah. We're keeping it in the Howling family, I guess. I don't know.
And that opens what school year?
July 2027.
Okay.
So next.
Next year.
Yeah, next year.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So you've got that. And going back to recruitment fair, if folks could not make it out for that to that day, whatever, you know, whatever is the issue, but they're still interested in a job within the York School District, how can they still take advantage of jobs that are open and or interviewing?
Absolutely. So you can visit our website and just york.k12.sc.us, the long slash jobs. Or if you just go on our departments and human resources and employment tab, all of our opportunities are there. You can click. We are always looking for awesome candidates and prospective employees.
And this is K through 12, and you're also looking for, I would think paraprofessionals,
correct,
bus drivers.
Yeah, K through 12 and beyond. So certified, classified. We need everyone. Okay. And we definitely have a desperate need right now for bus drivers. We put that out. So, come one, come all.
Well, one guy from New Jersey heard that call.
That's right.
He came from New Jersey to York County, and he is the new coordinator of school safety for the York School District. His name is Dean Adone, and let's welcome him to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes.
Now, when you hear him talk, you're going to understand that he's not from the South, but he fits right in. You seem like you've been part of the district for a long time.
I feel like it. I'm getting acclimated and really feel like home here.
So you come to us after more than 25 years of law enforcement experience, most recently as retired chief of police for Roxbury Township in New Jersey.
Yes, that's right.
And you were just telling us your hometown got what? How many inches of snow?
Oh, we got about 2 feet.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
so
feet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Feet.
Now, Dean, this is when you say they got.
We're not there anymore.
They got.
You're here. Welcome to
we
the South.
We got nothing here, which is very, very good. So.
Well, I'm sure you're glad to be here given the weather that we have.
We're glad you're here.
Even 21 degrees here probably feels like a
warm up.
I'm not going to complain about the cold weather.
All right. Well, what attracted you to York County? What attracted you to the York School District? And kind of walk us through that.
Well, for one thing, I mean, I had a lot of interaction with the school in our town, and I was always interested in school safety. It's obviously a big part of what we do and the police side of things. And when I saw the opening in York, it just seemed to connect a lot of dots for me. Once I got to know the area a little bit, it really seems like a really good community, and I really wanted to be part of it, and I'm really excited to get started.
Well, walk us through kind of what you're responsible for. What is the day-to-day look like for you?
Yeah, so I mean, right now I'm just kind of reviewing some of the policies we already have in place, and I will say I've been impressed with what's already been done in York. So we're not starting from, you know, a bad place. There's a lot of good things already going on. So my sole focus is just going to be on looking the things that are already in place, trying to maybe make it my sole focus and enhance some of the things we're already doing, and then eventually kind of add on to things. But you know, I'll also be a liaison to the SROs in the schools. And, you know, just kind of looking at all of the emergency plans that we have in place and maybe making them a little bit better.
So safety measures is really what falls underneath your
right.
umbrella.
Yes.
Well, school, it's a much different time than when yes. we were all sure. in school mm-hmm. in this room. And it's I know the ongoing conversation is how much security do you want and need so the school doesn't really turn into a prison?
Right.
And that has always been a delicate balance. How do you balance that? So families feel safe that their kids go to school and the culture and the time we live in, and then they come out the same way they entered school,
yeah.
safe and in
yeah.
one piece, but they also still have the school atmosphere and it's not locked down like a prison.
Right. No, absolutely. It's very important. And I think just making the environment, you know, good for kids to be able to learn and feel safe and have the parents know that we're, you know, the teachers, the SROs, I'm going to be looking out for their safety. And I think, you know, I think training the teachers is a big thing. I think the communication between the school and the police department is a very big thing that, you know, I think we've gotten much better at in recent years. You know, so I think communication's big, and just, you know, you have to be safe, but you also have to have a learning environment that is not, like you said, you know, really, really strict and like a prison. You have to have a good balance.
Yeah. And sadly enough, you know, we live in a world where when we hear school safety or school right. plans, we go to the absolute
extreme.
Worst.
Right.
We go to the school shootings, like as yeah. a parent even, you know, that's kind of where our minds go now. But there's probably many other things that kind of follow underneath what you do. So what are some other things that you are looking at where safety is concerned that might not be the absolute extreme?
You know, we're looking at even things just as far as like how the students come in and out of the buildings, you know, the traffic, you know, getting people in and out safely,
yeah, yeah.
having the dismissal times, you know, line up with some of the traffic issues that we have and making sure that we're dealing with that. You know, we're looking at everything right now, but I mean, that's just one little piece of something that we're looking at.
Great.
Dean, how can students and families help you in your role? What can they do? What role do they play in this?
I think the biggest thing is communication. Like I said, if there's an issue going on, like we want to know about it. We want to try to be part of the solution. You know, and I think you know, training the parents and the kids and the teachers all about the same kind of protocols and everyone being on the same page is something we're going to definitely try to do. Just get the information out there and then have them communicate back with us so that we know they understand it.
Yep. His name is Dean Adone. He is the new coordinator of school safety for the York School District. He is brand new to our area and a new face within the York School District. And he is there to make sure our kids, faculty and staff and everyone else in between, visitors included, are safe and happy there in the York School District. So job well done and good luck with the future. We're lucky to have you for sure.